The Human Rights Commission in the Western Cape holding a briefing today on the issue of Brackenfell High School and an investigation it's conducting. Allegations of racism have rocked the school following claims that a matric farewell was held for white learners only. And these allegations have led to all those protests outside the school, resulting in really well-documented incidents of violence on several occasions, the commission launching an investigation as a result. Chris Nissen is a commissioner at the SAHRC joining us now. Chris, thank you for your time. Has this investigation been concluded and did you release the results today?
No. We've got an update today on the investigation into Brackenfell School. So we also took the subsequent events that happened in terms of the hate speech that emerged from it, including a poster by the PAC, which called for one settler, one bullet. And we have then said that we will lay that complaint with the Equality Court. But this was just to give an update and also appeal to political parties to stay away from the schools because the learners need to write the exams in a place of comfort without having to worry about noise and be traumatized.
So, Chris, what is the status of that investigation then? How far is it and what specifically are you investigating?
Well, we've received a number of complaints and specifically the complaint around the alleged all-white party and that other persons of colors were excluded from that party. And at this point in time, we've engaged with the chairperson of the governing body and with the principal. And so at this stage, the others must also be interviewed, and particularly the learners. And we felt that at this stage, we will not talk to the learners, let them finish their exams so that they can write the exams in peace and with stability. But for us now, it's very important to understand that we need to have a thorough investigation into the matter.
It certainly does seem as though it is much deeper, the issues at Brackenfell, than just this one party, this one incident, that there are some very deep-seated issues there that you would be looking at, I imagine.
Well, we've also learned that former learners have written in July already to the school complaining about, and other people complain about the school, etc. So we need to collect all those kind of allegations and then put them into proper and make a proper assessment of it and then, of course, then deal with the issue. As I said, we want to make sure that we have all the information at our disposal and then obviously engage with the education department as well as the school.
And Chris, you're appealing to political parties to stay away. We know that the school governing body has gone to court to try and get an interdict to stop these political parties. Are you just appealing to their better sense of judgment and hoping that they will listen?
We hope that these political parties will come to their senses and say, stay away from the school. Let the learners write the exams. And because you are infringing on the right of a learner to write this exam and education and so on. And the Act is very clear around that thing. So we are appealing to them. We're not saying you shouldn't protest. You've got the right to protest. However, stay away from the schools.
Chris Nissen, Commissioner at the SAHRC, the Human Rights Commission, thank you for your time on the Madea Report. So the Human Rights Commission giving an update today. They are investigating those issues at Brackenfell High School. Also pleading with political parties to say, please stop protesting. These kids are writing exams. But I'm not so sure the political parties, the EFF particularly, will be listening to that plea.